Okay, we're continuing in the Masilsa Sharma, the commentary of the Bavli Mishkan Evna. We're at the very bottom of page Kuf Pei Dalet. We've been talking about how we should, how the words of the Masilsa Sharma, when he says that the purpose of this world is that God created us for pleasure. We said that that pleasure really is only the means to reach the ultimate purpose, which is Tveikus to Hashem, clinging to Hashem. And we said, but on the other hand, a human being, since they've sinned after the sin of the first man, has to have some shalolishma, some personal invested interest in some ulterior motives in doing mitzvahs, even to some degree, and that's how it definitely has to start, because as human beings we won't get involved in things unless we have some personal interest in it, but then even that, there has to be even a little bit of lishma, where you're doing it truly altruistically. Even in the beginning, and we mentioned the idea, for example, of learning 20 seconds lishma, even to not get any reward at all. And we said that to the degree that things are not lishma, those things will not last eternally. Because if they're not lishma, they're involving the ego of the person, and the person himself is not eternal. When it is lishma, is connected to Hashem and last eternally. So now we continue with the words of the Masilsa Sharma at the very bottom of the page. When he says that man, that God created us to take pleasure in Hashem, so then he continues and says, "Shezel ha'tanag ha'miti, this is the true delight, v'ha'idun ha'godol mikol edunum, and the greatest pleasure of all the pleasures, shecholim limatzi, that a person can find. Taking delight in Hashem is the optimal pleasure possible." Now, the Bavavi explains on page Kuf Pei. Hatanig Agodol B'Yeshu Shekayim B'Briya Hu Advekas Bar Yisparach. The greatest pleasure that exists in the world is clinging to Hashem. Shar Kol Atanugim V'Anos Yeshem B'Briya Hem Chusim. Any other pleasure that is in this world is less deficient. V'Lo Rak Shem Chusim. Not only they're deficient, El Mishtal Shalim Hem Mitanig Shal Advekas Bar Yisparach. But rather they flow. They are chain linked to that pleasure of clinging to Hashem. It comes from Hashem. So if clinging to Hashem is the greatest pleasure, any other pleasure, a tasty dinner, whatever, it all comes from the fact that Hashem wants to give you the pleasure of getting close to Him. It's all coming from Hashem. So it's just a downsized version of this pleasure, and not something that can compete with that. Kasuv b'sefer Yetzirah. It says in the work called, in the Seder Yetzirah, Ein betov l'mala me'oinik, v'ein bara l'mata minega. There's nothing better, nothing higher than oneg, than pleasure. And then you take those letters oneg and switch them around. There's nothing worse below, lower than nega, an infliction. What does that mean? Kol adam ba'imek nafsho mechapes tanuk, which means every human being in the depths of his soul really is searching for pleasure. Uberama misyemas achipus hino dover chiyuvi, and to a certain degree, that search is something that is positive. Why? We'll see. Ushela hirak heichanu mechabes atanuk. The only question is he looking for the pleasure? Heichanu savor shematzo. Where does he think he'll find it? But a person, as we said before, is hardwired to look for pleasure. He's looking for it, and that's good, because it's the only way you're going to find the pleasure of being close to Hashem. Adam yachal lechapso bedveikus bebor yisbarach. You could find and look for that pleasure in clinging to Hashem. You can search for it in spirituality in general. You can search for it with permittable pleasures, which are pleasures of the world. You can also search, God forbid, in areas that are forbidden. But essentially, everyone is searching to run away from pain and to reveal the pleasure in their souls. That is a human condition. Now, Madua Zeu Achipus Shel Kulam, why is this the search of all? Why are all human beings looking for pleasure? Kiba Etzem Zu Atachlus, because that is the goal of the human being, Lehisaneg, to take pleasure. Oshatachlus Amitis Ulisaneg Lashem, but the true goal is to take pleasure in Hashem. Vadam Lokeach Es Oso Oneg Umachapso Bimokamacher. Problem is, the person's taking that pleasure and he's looking for it in another place. He's misdirecting his built-in drive to look for pleasure instead of looking for pleasure in the right place. To find Tveikus Hashem, he's looking for pleasure in the wrong place. Nimtzim Kane. So now here comes a very important point. The change that we have to be making in our lives isn't a question. Let's say the person is looking for pleasures in the wrong place, or even in places that are benign. So a person figures, oh, I have to change my life. And now that the question is, I guess I have to change my life and forget it. Forget about looking for pleasure. Maybe that's what I have to do. And he's saying, no, it's not a question. A person does not have to make the change to say, should I look for pleasure or not? No, you can continue looking for pleasure. The only change has to be, the question is, where should you be looking for the pleasure and where will you find it? In other words, what we're learning now is that a person, when we're talking about change in life, these aren't changes to the essential structure of the human being. We're not saying to not be human anymore. Because a human being needs pleasure. That's what he said. He's created in a way that he must have pleasure. He seeks pleasure, and that's what gives him the raison d'etre. So you got to look for pleasure in life. It's not a question in life of changing my total outlook and say, until now I've been looking for pleasure, now I don't look for pleasure anymore, no more fun out of life. That's not reasonable. Hashem doesn't want that because that's not the way you're built. What Hashem wants from you is, instead of searching for lower level pleasures, such as a great dinner or watching a hockey game, upgrade your palate to make it more sophisticated for a higher level pleasure, which is clinging to Hashem, which indeed is more pleasurable than anything else. So Judaism is not asking you to deny your humanity, but rather to elevate your humanity and look for the pleasures that are of a higher quality that will get you to the goal of what your life is all about, instead of satisfying yourself with very small, cheap imitation pleasures. That's the key to what Lutzado is saying. So you're not telling the person to give up pleasure in life. Just be more sophisticated. To have a more sophisticated palate for pleasure. And just like people who, don't like wine, and people say, well, you don't have a sophisticated palate. If you would learn to appreciate wine, you'd see it's a very great pleasure. Well, I have trouble with that. I can't put dry wine in my mouth. I just can't. But I guess I'm not sophisticated enough. Right? But if you learn to be sophisticated, you'll learn to enjoy it. You know, Nebuch, people learn to enjoy terrible things. People learn to smoke. And, they started and it's terrible and said, well, we're going to keep working at it. And eventually they get addicted to it. There is something addictive to smoking, and that's something that the person is willingly doing that will harm him. So there's something about Yiddishkeit that can also be addictive in a positive way. That you could learn to love Hashem and want to be close to Hashem. And that's a great pleasure for you. That's what Hashem wants. Ultimately, if a person feels that, he's saying, why did I waste my whole life not looking for this kind of pleasure until now? So this is what we're being told over here. We are built to want pleasure, and Hashem is not denying you pleasure. He's offering you the greatest pleasure, and now that's a pleasure. You have to learn to be sophisticated enough to appreciate that pleasure. And a lot of people don't. When you focus more on your body's desires, and the body is satisfied with very cheap pleasures, The soul is looking for greater pleasures. That's what he's going to get into next. This is something that takes a lot of training till you can get to that level. Okay, now we're after the diamonds.
And
Lutzada was telling us as well that this Dveikus Hashem is the greatest pleasure that you'll ever find. Ain't Tanig Yosef Godel was it? There's no greater pleasure than that. In other words, the rabbis that said al-pasuk, if we got my nefesh lo temalei, the pasuk in Kohelet says, and the soul will never be filled, will never be satisfied. What does that mean? Let's say a local farmer, local yokel, marries a princess. He wants to make her happy. So even though he gives her all the delightful, tasty foods in the world, will not fulfill his obligation. Why? Lama, why she? Because she is a princess. Whatever he can give her, she's used to better stuff. Can't satisfy a woman who's been accustomed to greater pleasures. So, kach, similarly, whatever person will activate for his soul isn't going to satisfy it. Lama, why she? Milamal is from the higher beings. Your soul can never be satisfied by the physical pleasures that you're giving it. Hanefesh Adam is Malayas La'olam. The soul never gets filled. And after Roim Shodam Achapes Tanugos, we see that person's looking for pleasure. Avla Nefesh Adam is but your soul is still never filled. Madua, why? In Ba'emes Ta'odam Ayanivra Almanas Lachapes Inuk Helki, then Hanefesh Hoysa Tzrikli Stavik Binuk Shumasi. If the person was created in a way that he was only looking for partial pleasure, then it's possible to satisfy the soul. Because then, that's all you're getting. But hare ein, adam shlo hirgish hargashas anu b'chaim. Certainly there's people who have felt certain pleasures in life. But even so, avol ram kuf peivav, avol hu margish, but he feels hargasha cholefes, the fleetingness of the feeling, and then the soul back demands pleasure. Madua, why? So he explains, because the depths of the desire for searching for pleasure is not searching for a partial pleasure, but it's for a complete pleasure. It's looking for the greatest of all pleasures. Looking for cleaving to Hashem. The soul is looking for the optimum pleasure. It knows that's what it's capable of getting, and that's what will make it happy. And therefore, it knows that there is a complete, perfect pleasure out there that it's looking for. So now, but now when you come across a partial pleasure, the person thinks he's found it, because he's looking for pleasure. Since that's only a portion, the pleasure leaves, the over and passes, the person now remains back with the deficiency. So what he's saying is we are created in a way that we are seeking pleasure because that's what our soul wants. And our soul wants complete, absolute, 100% pleasure, which is only going to be achieved by Dveikus Hashem. And that's the cravings that the human being has. The human being is looking constantly, being driven, I need to have pleasure, I need to have pleasure, I need pleasure. Why? Because that's his humanity. If for a minute the human being would not feel a need for pleasure, he wouldn't feel a need to be Dveikus Hashem. And he wouldn't have the inner drive to fulfill his goal in life. If Hashem created you with a goal in life, he has to create you with a drive to achieve that goal. It wouldn't be fair. Imagine a person created without any drive for pleasure. He'll never be able to achieve his goal in life. So Hashem had to wire us in a way, you are going to look for pleasure. And not only that, but since the goal is to have the ultimate pleasure of Dveikus Hashem, so you're wired to only be happy when you have that. If you can be happy with less than that, you still won't reach it. So Hashem wired every Jewish person that the only way you will really be satisfied with pleasure in life is only when you have the ultimate pleasure. When you have that ultimate pleasure, when you have Dveikus Hashem, you go, that's it. as long as you're falling short of that, anything besides that is a temporary pleasure that's fleeting, and you'll know it. Now, the problem is, in the beginning you'll think, oh, now I've got it. I'm looking for pleasure. Here it is. Great. Amazing. I'm happy. Now you go to have the steak, and for a few seconds, it's masquerading as the real pleasure. So for a couple of seconds you feel good. Then when the meal's over, you say, okay, I still need some pleasure. And you go back to square one, you have no pleasure. And that's the kindness of Hashem. Why? Because after you ate the steak, you still felt great for a long time. You said, I don't need to look for anything. So Hashem always keeps us hungering till we get that real pleasure. We can get fooled by false pleasures. That's the tricky part in life. Oh, so different than a little child. A little child, he asks for a toy. Right? So you buy him the toy. He plays it for 10 minutes, breaks it, then he's not happy anymore. He wants another toy. Right? So you should know that what we see in our children is just being mirroring back that which we ourselves are doing. I'll take a trip to Florida, that'll make me happy. I'll go to a fancy restaurant, that'll make me happy. I'll have a fancy car, that'll make me happy. So expensive ways of trying to aimlessly look for that elusive pleasure that is never going to come in that way. And you always come up dry afterwards. And you're still saying, what's it all about? And Hashem's doing that intentionally, so you'll finally try the correct one. So that's clearly what he's explaining over. Let's one more point. So kol tanu shenachnu makirim hu be'etzem nitzus mentana gadol. Any pleasure that we do recognize is a spark of that great pleasure, which is that dveikus bar yisbarach, which is clinging to Hashem Himself. Right? Yeah. Question.
We said in the previous chapter, I believe, that actually we as human beings will never be able to achieve, the soul will never be able to achieve the full pleasure of clinging to Hashem. Not on this plane that we exist here. We said that in the previous chapter. We'll never be doing it. It doesn't matter what we try.
Until you get rid of the body. But we'll see shortly, he's going to say very shortly, but you can still get a tremendous amount in this world.
But fully, filled with pleasure, never here.
Not fully, but something very close to it that will be very real in that pleasure and something that will satisfy you to a great degree.
Number one. And number two, we've learned many, many chapters back, not on this but in others, that the pleasures we have here, we should channel towards Hashem. So in other words, if you have a good meal, if you think that this is the view, why am I eating a good meal for? So I should be able to serve Hashem. So we channel this towards that purpose, then it's not such a bad idea to have a good meal and to get a satisfaction out of it.
Again, it's you're having a good meal, that's true, but you're not really getting the ultimate satisfaction because you're not feeling the closeness to Hashem. You're not feeling the closeness to Hashem. You have to do a lot of other things to be able to feel close to Hashem when you are eating a meal.
We said that once you think that everything you do is for that purpose, which is to cling to
Hashem. So then
it's
a positive action. It's a positive action, but doesn't mean you're clinging to Hashem when you're eating the meal. If you're not on the level...
It can be both. It's either is or it isn't.
If you're clinging to Hashem in general, you can cling to Hashem when you're eating a meal. If you're not clinging to Hashem in general, you could say all the right words, but you're still not feeling. You're still not feeling. It's still better than not, but it still isn't giving you that goal. We're going to see. He's going to get to this feeling the pleasure in this world. So let's just hang on a little bit more. Now, a person feels something missing inside himself and he wants some pleasure. He immediately starts looking for it. Either is to speak to somebody, to eat something. He wants something to satisfy himself. We all recognize that situation. If a person could identify and stop and say, this desire that I have for a fancy restaurant dinner, all this is really a result of me wanting to get close to Hashem and having that pleasure.
Right.
If you would be able to identify that and say, say, why am I looking for this pleasure? Because really, 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 I want to get close to Hashem. But I don't know how to do that. So I'm using this as a poor substitute.
But
Harei, it's a poor substitute. But it's a poor substitute. It's
not. You never achieve the goal. You see, that's the conundrum here. You'll never achieve that goal of full satisfaction of clinging to Hashem here. Therefore,
yep.
You have
no,
to.
No, but you just hang out. Okay. He's going to get. Hang on. It's going to take about another page and a half.
Okay.
But anyway, but if you can recognize that this is not, this is masquerading as the pleasure you're looking for. Slowly, yigales makor ha'ishtoikus la'tanik shel vegas work. You can slowly will in time reveal that yearning for the correct pleasure of clinging to Hashem. And you can get to it if you know what is not the pleasure. It's a process of elimination. This isn't it. All these things aren't it. So what is it? You finally can come to the realization that coming close to Hashem is it. As long as you still think that going to Florida is the pleasure that you're looking for in life, you're going to keep going to Florida. As long as you think that something else is the pleasure, means you're spinning your wheels. We could say, as we'll see in a minute, this is not it. Then you realize this is not it. So we're going to have to search somewhere else. Eventually, you will get to that correct pleasure. So I'll explain. But in general, people don't even identify the reason why they're looking for any particular pleasure. But rather, they're looking to grab something fast to eat. Therefore, he loses out on that point of true clinging to Hashem. Clinging to say, he doesn't even allow that real pleasure to cling to Hashem to even be aroused. He rather casts that desire for specific pleasures in this world that are not at all the right pleasures. So you're just constantly spinning your wheels if you can't even identify what the issue is. So as typical, the tzaddik always tries to say, so where's the point of beginning for our avodas Hashem? So he says, Aval, im memshelas ha-seichel sholetas uchol ha-pachas ma'at alibo. But if the intellect can rule at least a little bit over the heart, even if a person's eating and taking pleasure, but if he can recognize and say, this is not it, this is not the real pleasure I'm supposed to be looking for, then he's allowed to eat this physical food, even feel a good taste of a Markish Mesoch, but he also feels inside himself, Zelozet, this isn't it. Aniyoder Shizoi Klipa Ba'alma Shalhatanik. I realize it's only a shell of the real pleasure. Hatanik Shaba Emes Animishtokik Lo Zunakuda Harbi Yosvius. And the point, the pleasure that I'm really yearning for, that I'm not even realizing, is as a much deeper pleasure. Keep saying, this isn't it. To say, I know this is not the pleasure. This is just a false pleasure. It's coming out of my desire for pleasures, but this is not it. Then you get to the point where it doesn't become that pleasurable for you. And you start looking. If you know this is not the pleasure, then why am I running after it? Why am I investing so much energy in it? You know, a lot of these pleasures cost time and money. So if you're investing time and money for false pleasures, you're running out of time and money, as it were, to invest in finding the real pleasure. So you could say, this is it, this isn't it. Now, it doesn't mean to say you stop eating, but you stop focusing and channeling your energies for something that is not it. You with me here?
Yes, but what's the problem, since you have to eat?
I understand, but you have to tell yourself, this is not it. And therefore, it makes a difference if you have to spend $50 on this meal or $5 on this meal.
Knowing that, isn't it better, though, while you eat, to say, I derive pleasure from this meal, but it's for Kiddush Hashem. That's why I'm doing it.
But it isn't.
What do you mean it isn't?
It isn't. Because until you really...
We eat an apple.
I understand. You're saying all that. You're saying it, but you don't mean it. You don't feel it. He's saying, you achieve by saying, this is not the pleasure I should be looking for.
So you're saying it, so you can say, yes, this is it.
But you can't say what it is if you don't feel it. But you could start off with a negative and saying, you know what? I understand that this is not the pleasure. This is not it. Because 5 minutes afterwards, I'm still not satisfied.
So you give up eating.
Don't give up eating. You don't give up the energy and effort of approaching eating as the pleasure you're looking for. You say, and I have to eat. Good. Rather, I'll eat food that's healthy as opposed to tasty. And I'll take care of this dinner in 5 minutes instead of 45 minutes.
That's Kiddush Hashem.
And I won't. No, it's just denying this pleasure as being the pleasure you're making your efforts towards. Which is important because now it leaves you more time and focus to some other areas that can hopefully be more positive. We're not saying you shouldn't eat. But people, you know, if you have to eat the fanciest foods because that gives you a greater pleasure, it costs more. And therefore, you got to work harder to make money to buy those fancy meals, and that takes away your time for Avodas Hashem.
Fine, we put that aside. That's no good.
So we're not saying you shouldn't eat. We're not saying you shouldn't eat.
But why?
But don't invest so much importance into it. We invest a lot of importance to eating.
We do
way more than it deserves.
It's part of our.
But way more than it deserves.
Okay.
You have to realize it's just another thing in life. You got to eat in order to live. Finished. If I don't eat, I'll die. Hashem wants you to live. I have to eat. You think tzaddikim spent hours and hours trying to make sure they had the tastiest food in the world? Who has time to waste on that? You know, whoever prepared his meal, tasted good, didn't taste good. Shine. Thank you very much, Hashem. I have. They're already at in their dveikus mode.
They still have a fabring, and they still have. What's the purpose?
Believe me, a real fabrengen, a real Lubavitch fabrengen, you know, is maybe one little glass of vodka and 5 hours of listening to a shir. That's what a real fabrengen is. People water down the fabrengens and just, we'll get drunk and we'll say a token to our Torah. That's not a real fabrengen. A real fabrengen was, you got together, you sang smiros to open up your neshama, and you listen to the Rebbe speak Torah for 5 hours. That's spiritual.
But the vehicle they use is a fabrengen.
Fabrengen means to get together, not to
right,
get drunk.
Right, that's
not
right.
To get drunk.
But they made it out. Think that
they didn't make it. The pseudo Lubavitchers make it that way.
Okay.
Do it for Kiru, for people who aren't close to anything. So we'll get them in the door. We'll get them drunk. They'll feel Judaism's fine. That's not the ultimate fabrengen.
It's two.
The ultimate fabrengen is to get together and do Avodas Hashem together.
Right.
Not to get drunk. Or if you have a broken, forlorn soul and you have so much sorrow, you take one l'chaim to just get you out of that bad mood. But you're moving right into to dveikus Hashem, into spiritual things.
What do we do in Simchat Torah?
Again, we really should. It's because we're on such a low level. If guys didn't have a drink, they wouldn't even want to dance with the Torah. They wouldn't even want to dance with the Torah, which would be the worst thing. Nebuch, we have to give them, you think everyone needs to get a drink to dance with the Torah? Shouldn't need it all, one drink at all. Think the Chavetz Chaim took a drink on Simchat Torah? He was drunk on Torah, not on the booze.
But we're doing it. It doesn't matter what
because if we didn't, we'd have zero Simchas Torah.
So it's the lesser of two evils.
But that's not what you're looking for. It's not your goal.
Of course.
The goal is not to get drunk on Simchas Torah.
Of course not.
It's unfortunate we have such poor spiritual souls out there that they can't, they feel nothing for the Yom Tov.
Absolutely, we do.
But that's not the goal.
No, but we use this to get to that.
No, you're not even getting to the goal.
Right, so we shouldn't.
You're not even getting to the goal. But if we didn't, we wouldn't have zero. No one would even come. No one show up.
So that's the reason that we
do it. So unfortunate, but that's not, you know, it's not helping matters. It's not helping matters. It's the lesser of two evils. What's worse, to not go to shul on Simchat Torah or to have a few drinks and come to Simchat Torah? Obviously, it's better. But it's not the goal. The goal is to dance with the Torah without a drop of whiskey on your lips at all. Then you are having some dveikus Hashem. That's the real goal. So you have to know when you're drinking on Simchat Torah, you have to say, that's not it.
We also said at one time that when you have a drink and you feel that your heart opens up, and that's what makes you think about getting closer to Hashem. We said that once too.
Yes, but it's not the goal.
It's not, I understand this.
All we're saying here is to realize what's not the goal.
Okay.
So if you realize that's not the goal, why do people spend $200 on a bottle of liquor?
That's extreme.
Because they they think that's the goal. That's not the goal.
That's what's wrong. You should realize that, absolutely.
And that's what he's saying. The problem is most human beings invest most of their time, efforts, and energy on pseudo-pleasures that are not the goal.
Okay.
So we have to at least, the first step is to say, this is not it.
Okay.
At least you know where not to go, then you're going to give yourself the opportunity, perhaps, to know, yes, where to go. Okay, now, where'd I go? Yeshna Imra Muka Shomer Rabbi Nachman Rebreslov. Rabbi Nachman would say a very deep idea. Hu Amar, he'd say, Dover Echad Palti Esachem, at least one thing I've accomplished with this Hasidim. One thing I accomplished with you guys. He'd say to his Hasidim, Shafilin Tavra Averis, even if you do Averis, Avos Hatanag Al Averis Lakai Lachem, but I took away the pleasure from those Averis from you. Even if you're going to sin, you ain't going to enjoy it. And that's the exact point we're saying over here. We're saying to realize what not to waste your enjoyment energies on. Adam Shasavar, Shatanik Be'etzim, who may almost say, a person who mistakenly thinks that the pleasure you're looking for essentially is found in this world. Umishtamishu Be'olam Hazeh, Lisanik Menu, Imkol Ramach Evravish Sagidov. And he makes the use of this world to take pleasure with all his body parts, and he thinks that's the goal. Right? If you think that the goal of the pleasure is in this world, you're going to use your whole body to get to that goal. Avo Adam Shemargish, next page, Kupay Zayin. If a person feels that the moment that he's eating and taking pleasure from the eating and thinking that this is the pleasure, that this is a downfall for him spiritually, the point, the thrust of that pleasure has already been taken away from him. If you realize this isn't it, then he can't enjoy it that much. So when a person's eating, if he not only feels that it's a downfall for him, but rather that feeling that he's yearning for some kind of pleasure really is coming from a higher desire to cling to Hashem. Elamai, but what? But right now I'm not controlling myself. But instead I'm eating this food instead. Skip the brackets. Bitsur kazu, in this way, laat laat, slowly, slowly, who misraga lazal shekol pam shemis ora etzel rutzen latanag, he megia minikudas and Hashem, nim shos esanag Hashem. If he does this all the time, slowly, slowly, he'll accustom himself to identify that every time he has this feeling to have a pleasure, he has reached the point of the neshama that really wants to get close to Hashem. Rak mekivan sheino nim tsesham, but since he's not there, he's looking for the pleasure somewhere else. Of a lot, but slowly, slowly, whom a galal begir, but he will reveal inside of himself as makari shtokus latzanagal Hashem. He will reveal the root of that yearning, which is really to come close to Hashem, and he will start going in that direction. Kachal shadavi yisgal yosrik here, but the more this becomes revealed inside, kachamele yuchol yochol zanig, then he'll really get the true greater pleasure. So, you know, it's late at night and you're looking for a snack. Something you shouldn't be doing anyway because it's not a good idea. And you see a very nice chocolate bar. You're looking for the chocolate bar. You just take the chocolate bar in your hand. Before you eat it, you say, what really I'm looking for is to get close to Hashem. But I'm not sure how to do that. I don't have the right tools for it. So this is what I'm unfortunately using to instead of, and I think this is going to make me happy by eating this chocolate bar, and it will fool me because while the chocolate's going down, I'm going to be happy. But then when I get on the scale tomorrow, I'm going to really see how dumb it was. And this is for sure not the pleasure I'm looking for in life. And then you daven to Hashem and say, Hashem, help me please find the real pleasure in life. That already is the first step in Avodas Hashem. Even though
real pleasure in life?
No, it's the first step. To get
no,
in that,
Hashem, help me to find
that
the real
pleasure in life, which is Tveikas Hashem.
If you're reducing your psychological, you're diminishing the pleasure you're getting on a physical level, though.
Fine. Who says you have to have so much physical pleasure? If a person
giving it to you on a plane to enjoy it in a way that you appreciate him also. Like that's what Sam's saying to some extent. You're diminishing that appreciation for him.
But that's not what's happening. It's not what's happening. You're so far away from appreciating Hashem, you're saying the words and you don't mean it. You don't mean it. You're just saying the words. Even if you're at all saying those words.
But that satisfaction I get from that child.
But it's not. It's not.
It's for 10 minutes.
It doesn't. I'll tell you why. You're spending so much time in your life making enough money to fulfill these pleasures and the real things that Hashem wants in life, you aren't doing. You're not spending more time. Not you. The person is not spending more time learning Torah, davening. Those are the real things you're supposed to be doing. But you don't have time to do that. You know why? Because you're so busy making a living. Why? Because you're so busy giving you all these other physical pleasures that you don't really need. That you're using as an excuse. Yeah, but I'm doing it to thank Hashem. It's ridiculous. You're spending so much time to create pleasures that, well, you know, theoretically I'm supposed to get close to Hashem. You don't need that. You don't need all these things.
It's 12 o'clock at night and I'm hungry.
So go to sleep.
but
you know what? You're hungry? Go learn. Really, you want to get close to Hashem. So go learn. And guess what will happen? You'll fall asleep. The next morning you'll eat breakfast. Right? It's like, realize these are false pleasures. They're masquerading as pleasures. And you have to expose them for what they are.
We're talking about things that are wrong.
And just say, I want this chocolate bar is only telling me that my neshama is looking for closeness to Hashem, and this is a cheap imitation. And I should realize it's a cheap imitation. If you're strong, you say, I don't want it.
But is that pain in my stomach going to get any less?
It's not a pain. It's all in your mind. You had a full supper at 8 o'clock, Howard. Why are you? You're not hungry. We're not talking about a person that hasn't eaten. We're not talking about, you didn't eat a whole day. Okay, you didn't eat a whole day. You know, as my mother, Lashalom always said, you're hungry? Bread and butter. If you're really hungry, bread and butter will make you.
Not my regular meat, not chocolate butter.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about these pleasures that we're spending a lot of effort on. You don't need them, A. And they're really just false pseudo pleasures.
Right.
It's false labor pains.
For sure.
As the PSS Rebbe said, when you have this feeling, sometimes you got this feeling to do something spiritual. You know it's a spiritual feeling. So you go and start eating because you don't know how to deal with it. He calls that an aborted spiritual opportunity that was lost.
But we got stuck on food. How about the pleasure derived from your children, let's say, when they bring up...
That's not it.
Of course it's not it, but it's still a tool to say, okay, my child is doing well in Heder, and that's...
So then you have to, you know, figure out, then you have to translate that into your davening. When you're davening to Hashem and you're on the brach of Modim, you should thank him for that.
Right.
And people usually don't.
Well,
they're thinking about their business in the middle of Modim.
That's the fault. That's
but I'm saying, it's because it's all lacking the main point. You're not feeling any dveikus to Hashem. If you're not feeling any dveikus, all these things are not getting you closer. They can get you closer, but then if you're really close to Hashem, you don't need any of those things.
But we're not going to achieve that in our lifetime.
Well, that's not what he's saying. He's going to say in the next section, which we have to be patient for, he's going to say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You don't have to wait for the next world for this. You have to have the right tools. That's what I keep saying. Wait. We're going to get to it.
Well, when a statement was made in the book about you'll never fill out your soul with
physical pleasures, but you can fill your soul in this world with spiritual pleasures here. You can achieve it in this world. But the first step is stop wasting your time on the wrong ones. How can you even begin to think of it if the priorities of your life are comfortable home, comfortable clothes, status, good food, entertainment? If those are your priorities, you ain't getting no time to get close to Hashem.
The priorities definitely you want.
So the first thing you got to do is knock them all out. And say, I don't live for this, and I don't live for this, and I don't live for this, I don't live for any of these things. These are just fake impersonating pleasures, and I've exposed it for what it is, and I'm not going to focus my energies in that direction. Now I'm going to focus my energies the way Litzad is saying where I should be focusing my energies. Sur Meirava, say Tov, get away from evil, then you can do the good. You have to expose these things for what they are. But as long as you're still running after and giving all the attention to these other pleasures, and they really are the goals for yourself, at the end of the day, they are. A lot of things we do, we know that Hashem doesn't want us to do it at all.
We were wired.
You know, forget about this eating thing. There's many pleasures we know, you know, reading a newspaper on Shabbos, you know Hashem doesn't want you to do it. And you say, no, I'm getting pleasure from reading the news. Get out of here. Hashem says you can't do it. A lot of the pleasures we do are either usur or the mamish bittelsman. You're wasting time. And you know Hashem, if you'd ask Hashem his opinion, say, what are you wasting your time with this? So clearly we got to get out of that. So we can get out of that, you know, then we're going to see, we're going to come tomorrow, we're going to discuss where, even though Lutzado says the real pleasure is the next world, doesn't preclude you from getting it in this world. And that's what he's going to say. Okay. And that'll be tomorrow's challenge.
To do it.
Okay. Go ahead.